All right, Simon Reish Tes Vav. Shalolis Kashis Ala Meis Yosem Midai. Meaning basically don't make it more difficult on yourself than what the Chacham say. Uboy Gimel Sifim. Sayin Viskashin Ala Meis Yosem Midai. You cannot do too much mourning. Shenemar, al tivchu lemeis v'al tenudu loy. Don't cry for the mace, and don't shake your head for him. V'omer chachamenu zal v'chi efshel loymer kein. Can you say that a person shouldn't cry for a mace? Ela al tivchu lemeis. What does it mean? Yoser midai means don't cry more than what you're supposed to. V'al tenudu loy yoser mikashir, and don't do more than a shir. Haketzad gimel yom lebchiyah. The first 3 days is for crying. Zayin lehesped, 7 days for hesed, u'shloishim legiyutz with the spiras, and 30 days for haircuts and cleaning the clothing. Mikan ve'elach amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, i'atam rishoyim l'rachem lov yosem mimeni. You're not allowed to have any more rachmanis on him than me. Right? Okay, so that's shloishim, except for because of so that's for any mace. It's really shloishim. For parents, they because of kibud avim, that's why for parents you keep enough for the 12 months, but that's a kibud avim thing, not really a mourning. I mean, it's called avelus, but it's really else kibud avim. Anybody who, what? Anybody who does more than he's supposed to, al mace achar hu baicha, he's going to end up crying on another mace. But that's by other people. But a Talmud Chacham, meaning if there's you can have mourning on a Talmud Chacham for more than the norm. But no crying on him more than 30 days. The loy odif mi Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom is not any better than Moshe Rabbeinu. D'chsiv bay ve'yivchu es Moshe shloishim yoim, and they cried for Moshe for 30 days. Fine. Omer Avisenu Zal, echem b'nei mashpacha shemeis. If somebody in the family dies, yidagu kol mashpacha, then the entire family should be scared because they are at risk. Meaning, there's something called mazel, right? And somebody, what's one of the things that the Mefarshim say that during the year of Avelus, it's a bad mazel year. Same thing for Yahrzeit. It's a mashal ma'od avodayim. What's a mashal? This lekipa shel avonim. If you have an archway of stones, kivinchin is dazeh achs mehem and is dazeh kulam. Once you shake one of those stones, and then that arch is risking being falling down. Klaimer shemidas hadin masuach kinegdom. The midas hadin is spread out in front of them. Achi yisrapim ma'at ma'at, until it gets loosened. Ki kol shiva, because the entire 7 days a cherif shlufa, the sword is drawn against the person. Vad lamed he refefes, and until 30 days, it's moving around. Ve'ne chazeres letara ad achi yisvechodesh, and it doesn't go back into its place. The sword does not go back into its sheath until 12 months. Afikach shloisha yom rishonim. For the first 3 days, Yira Ha'avil ki'ilu cherem unachas lebein ksefav. The Avil should look as if there's a sword in between the shoulders. Mishloisha v'ad shiva ki'ilu zokef kenegdoi b'karen zovis. He should be as if it's standing against him in the corner. Mishiva v'ad shloishim, from 7 until 30, ki'ilu averes lefonav b'shuk. It's as if it passes in front of him in the street. V'achakach kol oisa hashana and dayan midas adin masuach keneged oisa mishpacha. That year is a bad luck year for the mishpacha. But if there's a baby boy born, right, Naftali? If there's a baby born, nisrapa kol mishpacha, then that heals the entire mishpacha. But dafka zachar, why? The zachar bala olam, shalom bala olam. When a male comes into the world, peace comes into the world. And whatever that means. Peretz probably has his own pirush that men are more peaceful than ladies, right? And the same thing when one of the chabura dies, midas adin mesucha kineged kol chabura, then there's midas adin on the whole chabur v'yidagu kulam, and everybody's got to be scared. Kimmel, kol she'ena misabel k'mo she'tzivu chachamim. Anybody who this is so the first two is saying that don't overdo it. Gimel is saying don't underdo it either. Anybody who's not mezavel the way the Chacham said, hareza achzer, then he's considered a achzer, he's considered cruel. Elayor mishnasa, he should get up from his sleep. V'yifchad v'yidag v'yifasher shemaisav, like we're supposed to be doing during Elul. V'yachzer b'tshuva, you got to do tshuva. Ulay yinotzem, perhaps he'll get saved from the sword of the Malach HaMavis. This is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch going with what he said before. Oh no, that's the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says that the one of the reasons why there's avelus is because if you'd be a good guy, then your family member wouldn't have died. Right? It's a very scary thing, but if you would have been good enough, you would have been able to save that family member. Harei hu aimer hikisa isam v'loichalu mechlal shetzaruch lahokitz v'lachu v'lachser, and you see that your person just has to wake up to do tshuva. Simon Reish Tezayin. Actually, I once heard, I just reminded myself of this. Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich from Yerushalayim said a gewaldige mashal. He said a mashal where there's two different people that get shaken. You have a baby and you have an adult. When you want to put a baby to sleep, so what do? You shake him. You shake him till, if for whatever reason, the shaking puts him to sleep. An adult, you shake him and he wakes up, and he gets the how you wake up an adult with a shaking. So if you're a baby and the shaking happens and you just go back to sleep, so that means you're a baby. You're not realizing what Hashem's doing to you, right? But if you're an adult and you get shook and you realize, 1 second, why am I shaking? I better get my act together, right? Fine. Simon Reish Tazayin din mixas yom shvi mixas yom shloishim din yud beis chaydish, because we notice something called mixas yom kekula. That's why on the seventh day of Shiva, they don't sit a whole day. They sit for a minute or two, then they get up. And the same thing applies to Shloishim, but we're going to see it does not apply to the year of Avelis. Let's see. B'yom HaShvi, on the seventh day of Shiva, l'achar she'ochu menachem min ha'ovel, after the menachemim leave the ovel's house, mutar b'chol ha'dvarim she'ya aser toich Shiva, it is mutar with all the things that are aser toich Shiva. Damrina mikzas yom kekulai. Chutz mitasha shamita, except for relations. She'asar kol hayom, it's asar to have relations that whole day. Afilu b'vayasafel, even if you go in a dark room. Right? So I'm not sure. I don't remember why it is that relations is more strict than all the other things. Medina say l'sheinah menachem regilim lave b'yom hashvi, and in these communities where it's not. The no, normally people don't come to be Menachem Aval on the seventh day. Tzarach lahamdin ad shoshu regilin lavi b'shar yom. You have to wait until whatever hour people come during the other days of Shiva. Dehainu lachar yitzia mibeis haKnesses. It's usually after leaving Shul shu regilin lavi Menachem. That's when Menachem come. Mchenem chol yom zayin b'Shabbes. If Shiva falls on Shabbos, lachar yitzia mibeis haKnesses shachris. After leaving the beis haKnesses shachris, mutar b'talmud Torah. Then that's you're ready, you're allowed to start learning. Now there's a whole procedure that the Maisa that we do is it's somebody should be Menachem Aval in the morning. From the kitzur, it's just mashma, the guy just gets up from the Shiva and finish. And what's normally done is that some people do say hamakom to them and then they tell them get up. And then you have the whole walking around the block and all that, which is really, if you see, the kitzur doesn't even discuss it. So that whole thing is very much overrated.
What is it? Was a minute?
There's no real source even for it. It's a strange thing. Some what they do, some say they go directly from sitting Shiva, they go straight to the cemetery to accompany the neshama back to the cemetery. That some do.
No, what was interesting? It was interesting when I was sitting. I didn't do it, right? But when my father was sitting for my grandmother, the Rav told him to do it. But when I was sitting for my father, the Rav said, "No, you don't have to do it." So I was expecting to say yes, but it didn't make sense.
What do you mean? You don't have to what?
I didn't know. I didn't do the walk. It just says you
You
get up,
didn't
you're
do the
done.
walk.
I did not do the walk.
Okay, there you go. Now you learned that you didn't do anything wrong. Too bad. Right?
Yeah,
I
I wanted to.
know you're that little rebel in you.
Probably just comes from stretching your feet.
That could be too. Maybe that's where, maybe. Because then people ask on Shabbos morning, should they take the walk? Should they not take the walk? Right? Anyway, fine. Beis b'yoyim shloishim on the 30th day. Amrinon gamke mixas yom kikuloi. We say also mixas yom kikuloi. Right? And since there's nobody coming, there's no com nobody coming to be Menachem Oval on the Shloishim, right? So lechein takeif kishetonetz achama. Therefore, right when the beginning of the day when there's netzachama, that's when the Shloishim restrictions are over. So bottom of Shloishim, that's when the gzeira Shloishim is over. Meaning, then you could take hot showers. You can laundry. You're allowed to do. You can wear fresh clothing. Right? Chol yom shloishim b'Shabbos. If the 30th day falls on a Shabbos, mutar lo lirchutz b'erev Shabbos v'chamin l'kavod Shabbos. You're allowed to wash for Friday. You're allowed to wash regular hot water. Lo yivish b'gdei Shabbos. You wear b'gdei Shabbos. Chozel mekamei b'ezek knesses. And you can go back to your place in Bezek Nisa. Well, also be giluach, but you're not allowed to take haircuts. As we learned, haircuts do not become mutter after shloshim. You have to wait until somebody tells you that you need the haircut. But on the last day of Shiva for a mother and a father, then we don't say mixes yom kikula. We know that on a yahrzeit site you have the din of Yud Beis Chodesh. There's avelos on the yahrzeit site, meaning this is a very common question. People have weddings on yahrzeit site, so what do? They really can't go to the wedding. Vafilu chol b'Shabbos, even if it falls on Shabbos. Achim ha'isa hashana mu'beres, but if it's a leap year, gam kenein noigim avelos, then he's not noig avelos. It's only you only keep for 12 months. You don't keep for the leap year. And since the 12 months is over before the yahrzeit, he doesn't go back to avelus. But meaning he doesn't go back to pure avelus. But there is still the basic avelus of him not of not going to the weddings or Sheva Brachas or things like that. Okay. We will stop there. Everybody should have a fine night. Suda's Tavis.